Hey, coming up next, we have a new guest for us, Rob Young. Rob, he is the assistant editor for Future Sox, and you know, it's kind of part of our series of Down on the Farm. We've been doing this for the last 2 years now. It's kind of getting people caught up on what's going on in the minor league systems of the White Sox, the Cubs, and the Brewers. And I think it's been a pretty popular series. I know when I repost these on our website that they get a lot of looks from our local White Sox and Cubs and Brewers fans. But Rob, he's not going to be one specific. And the other ones, it's always been we talk to somebody for the Charlotte Knights. We talk to somebody for the Hunt for a specific team and all that stuff. Nope. Rob's the authority on all the minor league teams we're talking about here for the Chicago White Sox. So first of all, morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Explain what Future Sox is for those that don't know.
So Future Sox was created about 8 years ago to exclusively cover the White Sox minor league teams, and we do exclusive draft coverage, interviews. We'll head down to an affiliate visit. We do a podcast now, and pretty much just focusing on the White Sox teams and just doing complete coverage there.
So you got a lot of guys that are obsessed with White Sox baseball, really know their thing down there.
Yes, absolutely. We kind of focus exclusively on the minor league team there. As soon as a prospect gets called up, it's kind of out of our jurisdiction, so to speak. But as soon as they get drafted all the way up through AAA, they're our territory.
You know, I'm always curious because I'm interested in these types of things and podcasts. How did you get involved? I mean, have you been a Sox fan, or how did you get involved with this initially?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. So I was just kind of a super fan for a while, and obviously loved that 2005 White Sox championship run. Thanks to the team for finally getting us one, right? one in my lifetime, and we're good, right? So I was posting on Facebook a lot, just on a White Sox fan group, and I just started doing a little minor league recap thing on there. And the editor at the time, Matt Cassidy, noticed my writing, and he said, "Hey, you want to write, just on an intern kind of basis?" And that was back in 2014, I believe. And so I started just doing daily recaps, and then I just kind of worked my way up. Did two affiliate visits down to North Carolina, to Charlotte, Winston-Salem, and Kannapolis, and then now I got promoted to assistant editor. So
that's awesome. And I'm looking at your site now, and honestly, I didn't know about it, but I'll be following it from here on out. Hey, let's just talk about some things going on. One thing I'm interested in, Rob, is yesterday Rick Hahn spoke to the media, and one of the first questions was about Dylan Cease and why he's not up yet. And he explained it, and, I guess I'll take him at his word, that he's still got some things to work on, and we're going to bring him up when we're ready and not when everybody else wants him up. But then, we were talking about Despaigne and his pitching performance yesterday, and we were kind of joking earlier in the show that it seems like, they picked a fan out of the stands to come on down. He had won a contest to pitch, and he had all these different pitching motions, and I know he only gave up a few runs, but it just didn't look good. What are your thoughts about Dylan Cease? Do you think he's ready? And I just hate seeing a pitcher like that you know is going to be up eventually. I hate to see him waste pitches in the minors, for one, fear of injury. I mean, I worry about that with this team because they've had so many pitching injuries that I say bring him up and let him learn the rest of the way here. What are your thoughts about that, Rob?
Well, it's kind of a nuanced situation. First off, the White Sox, when they committed to this rebuild, I mean, what were the White Sox famous for before? Rushing prospects.
Right.
I mean, they drafted college-ready guys. They rushed them through the minors. They got quickly. You got the Gordon Beckhams, the guys who could have been ruined by maybe going a little bit too quick. And so when they committed to this rebuild, they're going to say, each guy at each level is going to have to reach specific goals that we have in mind. That's White Sox business, and we're not really going to give a heck what fans say, what the industry says, whatever. Another thing to consider here with Dylan is that Dylan has only pitched 125 innings in his pro career. That's his max. Right now he's at 52 innings, and so he's probably got another 100 innings left this season, realistically. I mean, you touched on the injury concern there. So the White Sox have to really manage his workload. They bring him up. The bullet question, obviously, might as well get some major league experience, but they obviously feel like they need to manage his innings a little better in the minor leagues.
Hey, another pitcher I'm interested in the minors is Carson Fulmer. I mean, He's been given one chance after another. He's been a starter. He's been a reliever. And, you know, is there a point in time, Rob, that maybe you just pull the plug on Carson and say, you know what, it just didn't work out?
Well, the thing with Carson is, and the reason the White Sox were so enamored with him in the first place was that the kid is just an A-plus makeup. I've done, I think, three interviews, in-person interviews with Carson, and he's just a fantastic kid. The scouting director at the time, I think the famous quote was, not only do I want to draft Carson Palmer with a first-round pick, I want him to, if I had a daughter, I'd want him to marry my daughter. The dude is just a fantastic individual. So, and he has great stuff, too. Let's not forget that. I mean, he didn't get drafted in the first round because he's a bum. It just ended up that the industry was right and the White Sox were wrong that he wasn't a starter. His stuff can play up out of the bullpen. I think the thing with Carson is he's just got to kind of get in that mentality and kind of become a two-pitch pitcher, because it's a totally different mentality coming out of that bullpen than being a starter. And he was a starter his entire life. So, no, to answer your question, I think Carson could play a role in the next White Sox contending team.
Rob, we just got done with the draft about a week or so ago. Andrew Vaughn, you speak about fast, you know, moving up, the history of moving up fast through the minor league ranks, but everybody pretty much to a man said that Vaughn was probably the most or closest to being major league ready in that draft and could climb up the ladder, especially being a first baseman. Where do you think he's going to start out, and how fast do you think he'll make the move through the system?
So Andrew's going to start with Arizona, the rookie level team that they have going here in mid-June. He'll probably get, if I had to guess, three or four games, just to kind of get his timing back a little bit. And then he'll probably stop over in Kannapolis, spend the majority of the summer in Winston-Salem, and then it wouldn't shock me if he ends up in Birmingham. Wow. At the end of the year. I mean, he's a polished bat, obviously probably the most polished bat in the whole draft, debatable there with Adley Rutschman there. But, yeah, the White Sox went really safe with the first-round pick because, honestly, they have this contending window open in the next year or two, and they wanted to just get one more guy up there to help the team.
Well, I looked at back when that draft happened, right after the draft, I saw a tweet by somebody, I can't remember who it was, and I kept it because they rattled off, and it's the future lineup of the Sox, but it's not a very distant future. With Vaughn at first, Madrigal second, Mancada third, Anderson short, Eli and Robert in the outfield, and then, of course, the pitching was Giolito, Kopech, Cease, and Dunning. That's a heck of a lineup to start with. I mean, what do you think about that lineup, and also who would be filling in some of the other holes here, some of the minor leaguers that either we know about and is kind of give an update on how they're doing, or we might not know about that are climbing through the ranks?
Well, you hit it right on the head. So the White Sox have this window opening up, I mean, hopefully next year, right? I mean, they're mm-hmm. being kind of competitive this year. Obviously, they're not, I mean, they're playing a little over their heads right now. They're going to come back to earth a little bit, but conceivably next year you're talking, you know, fighting for a wild card spot with some of that lineup, because Robert's going to be up next year. He's just absolutely tearing up the minor leagues. Madrigal's at Double A, so he's going to be up this year or next year. Kopech's coming back. Giolito's coming back. And so they just saw this opportunity in Vaughn to add another bat into that lineup and then to fill out the rest of the lineup. I think they need to go get a free agent starter, to be honest, because you have Cease, you have Giolito, you have Kopech, and then who, right?
Right.
Jimmy Lambert's a guy in Double A right now who could be one of those answers. Bernardo Flores in Double A is another one of those guys. They got a little bit of depth, but not a whole lot.
How would you thought, the question that I saw once, someone said that they think the way he's going that Luis Robert may actually be better than Eloy. What do you say about that?
I mean, it's conceivable. I mean, the big difference between the two of them is that Luis Robert plays plus-plus center field. I mean, the guy, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but I've heard he just looks like a Greek god. He's like his physique. I mean, if he was born in Tennessee, he'd be an SEC linebacker.
Uh-huh.
The guy is just built, chiseled, whatever you want to say. He runs like a deer. He's, you know, a five-tool player, kind of gets thrown around a lot, but, I mean, he's a true five-tool player.
Rob, how about another first-round pick, Zach Collins? Is he a future catcher at the big league level, or do you think he might transition to maybe either DH or maybe first baseman at the big league level if he gets there?
So I'll give you another memorable draft day quote. Zach Collins said, I think it was, I don't know if it was draft day or a few days after or whatever, because reporters kept asking him this exact question. And he said, I'll give my signing bonus back if I don't catch in the major leagues.
Oh.
I mean, this is a confident kid. He believes he can catch. The White Sox believe he can catch. I think the best thing for Zach, though, ultimately would be kind of a platoon between a catcher, first base, DH kind of situation. Like, I could see him catching maybe 2 or 3 times a week, you know, something like that.
Rob, give me some maybe under-the-radar guys, anywhere in the system that might be contributors that people don't know about. I always like asking that question because there's always surprise players. There's guys that get the prospect tag put on them, but there's also those guys that just work their way up and become the whether it be a star or at least a regular for the team. Who are some guys in the Sox minor league system that might be ready in a year, maybe 2 or 3 years, but that we don't know about right now?
Well, the White Sox have a lot of outfield depth. Unfortunately, a lot of them are kind of either injured or underperforming this year. It's just been kind of a rough year in general for their team. But you got a guy like Luis Gonzalez. I like him a lot. He was drafted in the 3rd round a couple years ago out of New Mexico. The kid can really hit. The kid can really run. And he plays a good center field. Steele Walker is another outfielder, center fielder type. He was drafted in the 2nd round last year. Obviously, Luis Basabe. Mike Rodolfo is another guy that I really like, who unfortunately got hit by the injury bug. But Mike can really hit. That guy has light tower power. He's unfortunately out with an elbow surgery this year, but he was in Double-A, so he might not be too far away. So the White Sox probably have some interesting decisions to make on their roster in the next year or two.
All right, great stuff. He's Rob Young. He's assistant editor for Future Sox. Look him up on Twitter as well. Thank you so much, Rob. We really appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again down the road. We keep trying to keep up with what's going on in the minor league system.
Yeah, please do. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take care.